Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Barbados's Director of Finance elated to receive the highest national honor. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness says an additional shelter is not the solution to homelessness. Jamaica's road fatalities climb to 431, and the U.S. House Democrats elect their first Black Party leader. I'm Carol Toppin. Your details just ahead. Barbados's Director of Finance, Ian Carrington, says he's elated to be one of three men to receive the country's highest national honor during yesterday's independence celebrations. Mr. Carrington was awarded the Order of Freedom of Barbados for his economic guidance and his stellar service as Director of Finance over the last 4 years through numerous challenges. He also previously served as director of the National Insurance Scheme. He told Starcom Network News that he's grateful and thanked those who contributed to his development.
For me, it is a great honor that I've been awarded the Freedom of Barbados. It is a privilege. I'm very grateful that my hard work has been acknowledged, but in fact, it is not really about me. There are many persons, both within the public service and the private sector, current and past, who would have significantly contributed to my development and what have helped me along the way. So I am grateful for it. I'm grateful for it to be able to acknowledge them as being a part of my development. The reality is that the last 4 years in particular have been very challenging. I thank the Lord for the strength and the health to continue.
Barbados' Director of Finance and Economic Affairs, Ian Carrington. Barbadians gave their thoughts on this year's Independence Parade. The parade for the 56th anniversary of Barbados' independence began at the Kensington Oval and ended at Independence Square. One spectator who came out to witness the pomp and pageantry of the day's events says it was well enjoyed.
It was great. I went to Kensington Oval. Got there a little late, but I enjoyed the service that was there. Everything seemed to be tip-top. The bands, the marching, the troops, how they marched out. Everything was organized, and I enjoyed myself. I'm out of town, came from Florida, and I really had a good time. This is my first in 40 years.
Another spectator gave her review on the parade.
It's not like years ago when you know it was in its full bloom, but I was looking for more persons on the parade coming up to Broad Street. That was not supposed to be. But all in all, I would still say it was pretty okay. It's not what I used to see before.
Spectators of the Independence Day Parade. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley says plans are underway to meet with social partners to discuss the country's 2030 goal of achieving world-class status. The Prime Minister, during her independence message yesterday at Kensington Oval, outlined the goals which will be addressed.
The first goal must be to green Barbados and to ensure in greening Barbados that we protect our food supply. The second goal must be for a healthy and safe Barbados for all. The third must be to use the platform of education to create a knowledge and innovation hub. And the fourth one must be to leverage our geography, that Barbados must be an entrepot for the West in the Southern Hemisphere. And finally, the fifth must be the economic enfranchisement of our people.
Ms. Motley took the opportunity to give accolades to Mr. Ralph Busy Williams, the award recipient for entrepreneurship and pioneering the green economic development.
For your model of ensuring that the workers who have worked with you have become owners of all that they have helped you build. Because if we are to be truthful to the journey that we have traveled, then it must not be simply for capital to get returns. But if we share the burden, we must share the bounty with labor, because we must be labor not just by name, but by all that we do and by nature.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. And five babies were born on Independence Day, and they received baskets from Answer Trading Limited and Bryden Stokes Limited. However, when Starcom Network News visited the Queen Elizabeth Hospital yesterday, there were just three babies at that time, two boys and a girl, were delivered. We spoke with Nursing Director Hilda Dial, who shared the good news.
And so far today, we have had three deliveries. First baby was delivered at 0532 hours, weighing 8 pounds, 13 ounces, a female, followed by two males. First male at 1038 hours, weighing 4 pounds, and the second male at 1221 hours, weighing 6 pounds, 14 ounces.
That's Nursing Director of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Hilda Dial. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness believes that having another shelter is not the solution to addressing the increasing homeless population. President of the Alliance, Kimar Safri, said that from the start of the year, the demand for shelter has tremendously increased. However, the current shelter has been able to facilitate those who had reached out.
The need for another shelter would have to be the increase in persons wanting to use shelter. Shelters are here, and some people, because of their own ways or because of their mental challenges, and as for example, you may have a number of homeless on the street that does not qualify to use a shelter because of their mental instability. But there is an opportunity for them to use the psychiatric hospital, and that would lessen the amount of persons on the street. For those that are coming to homelessness as a new face or those that are on the street that can be rehabilitated, the shelter has more than enough room to rehab. The shelter can house up to 90 persons a night. We would then have to do an assessment to determine if a second shelter is needed, but also what is the focus of this other shelter.
Mr. Safri said there is a need for housing and policies to tackle homelessness in the country.
It's not so much shelter that we need another one of. It's more that we need a housing solution where people could be transitioned from a shelter into housing, having the proper training, having the proper counseling, the coping skills, and the various intervention that they would need to move them forward. Before we had a shelter, there was about 10 years in research that went in to see how can we address homelessness and if shelters were more feasible. Shelters are feasible for a quick solution to basically get you off the street, but it's not the end off to getting you off the street, because there's intervention program and housing solution that is key to driving anyone off the street and back into mainstream society.
President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri. Road traffic fatalities in Jamaica have climbed to 431, with 45 of those deaths occurring in November. The figure has surpassed the 429 fatalities recorded over the similar period in 2021. The latest fatality occurred this week when a pedestrian was mowed down in St. Catherine. Dr. Lucien Jones, vice chair of the Jamaica National Road Safety Council, said 90 pedestrians have died on the nation's road, Jamaica's roads, up to November 29th. Of the 90 pedestrians who died, 7 were children. Another 129 deaths so far this year have been of motorcyclists, and 15 were pedal cyclists. Finally, U.S. lawmaker Hakeem Jeffries has been unanimously elected to succeed Nancy Pelosi as the Democratic leader in the House of Representatives. The 52-year-old four-term New York congressman has served in the fifth highest rank of the Democratic leadership since 2019, which makes him the first black person to lead a major party in the U.S. Congress. Recapping the headlines. Barbados's Director of Finance elated to receive the nation's highest honor. Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness says an additional shelter is not the solution to homelessness. Jamaica records 431 road fatalities, and the U.S. House Democrats elect their first black party leader. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. The 7:30 edition of the latest was brought to you by Sagicor Wise, financial thinking for life.